I was about to say there that I should be back in the States on the 23rd at the latest. And then on the 25th, 26th, or the 28th, or the 29th, one of those four dates should be just fine. So maybe Sue can work out something with those dates. I'm really looking forward to that party. It's going to be a big time with all the folks back together again, and we should have a lot of fun that night. I was wondering if you'd gotten some more gifts at Friona from this Pacex, and also I'm really wondering about whether you've had to pay any duty on this stuff or not. Don't feel like you will, but let me know if you do, and I'd like to know how much it is if you do have to pay any duty on the stuff that comes to Friona. Periodically here I'll be sending some things on home, some clothes and tapes and letters and stuff like this, and I'll go ahead and put on there, wait till Christmas to open. And that way, maybe you better not open some of those. It's got my letters in them, so you might probably just be best you didn't. You might embarrass Kay and I both. No, it's really not that big a deal, but I'll go ahead and write on there, do not open. That way you'll know not to open those, but there's the others, I guess it'd be all right to go ahead and open. I think you were asking about Tom Blake in your last tape. He's back in Fubai now. He just got back from a week down in Sydney, Australia on his R&R. I think he fell in love with a little girl down there. He kind of hates to admit it. Dennis Darnell, he should be back in country here this first week here in July. Really hate to see Dennis come back, but I guess he kind of asked for it. He asked to be transitioned into another aircraft, so he's flying a different aircraft, and he knew he'd probably be coming over here whenever he did change aircraft. He got married the 19th of April, so he had a couple of months with his new little wife before he had to come over. I'm making big plans for a trip to Hong Kong on the 22nd of July. If I get out, the way this works, I'll be going down to Da Nang on R&R standby orders, and if they have a seat open, well, I'll get out, and if not, I won't. So it's kind of up in the air now as to whether I'll get out on R&R or leave. It'll be charged as 7 days leave if I do get out, but this won't affect my leave time while I'm home, or leave time during Christmas if they give leave time out in California. They were pretty stingy with their Christmas leave time down at Pensacola, but maybe it'll be a little different out there. I'm planning on buying some gifts, and if there's anything you want, we'll have to set up a little deal here. Anything you want, you'll have to write me back right quick here, because it's going to be pretty close as to whether it takes about 12 days from the time I write something here until the time I get it back here. So don't hesitate, and go ahead and write me back if there's anything you want. You can take a couple of days there, because I'll send this out in the morning, be on the first, and if there's anything you'd like in Hong Kong, just let me know and I'll go ahead and buy it and write a check for it. And then I'll write you from Hong Kong, and then I'll write you when I get back here, and you can put the money in my account to cover the check. I'm not going to be taking too much money from here, so I won't have that much money. Granny asked one time if I could buy her some sterling silverware, and she said that she'd be happy to put the money into my account or let her send me the money to get her some sterling silverware. I don't have any idea how much it cost or anything, but I do know that you can make quite a saving on the sterling silverware in Hong Kong. So if Granny's interested, or if you're interested, well, maybe you can work out something and we'll get Granny a set of sterling silverware. She said at one time that she had gone this long without it, she could surely go the rest of her life without it. But I'll let y'all go ahead and make that decision. I'll give you some suggestions here. If you maybe you want to jot something down and send me some ideas for something. They have real good bronzeware in Hong Kong, and it's pretty cheap. They also have brass, a lot of brassware and different things in brass. They have real good rugs, oriental rugs, and they're made out of 100% virgin wool and stuff like this. I don't know the details to all of it, but I know they do have some real good buys on rugs, and also good buys on watches, and real good buys on ivory and jade, and some pretty sweaters, and silk. Pure silk is pretty cheap, and I guess I'll go ahead and tell you wigs, although I'm not too crazy about wigs. And they have some pretty dresses, and jewelry is relatively cheap, and shoes. They make handmade shoes in Hong Kong. Those would probably be pretty hard to get any made for anyone there because of the size problem. They like to make them to fit, but I'll get the addresses of several places, and if you like some shoes, you can send one of your shoes that fits, that just about worn out, and they can take it apart and look at it and see and make you a shoe just like it. So be sure and tell me what you want and write it down in a pretty detailed list, and I'll go ahead and pick it up and write a check for it, and you can put the money in my account whenever I write you and let you know how much it'll be. All this stuff will be sent from Hong Kong directly to the States, so I don't think you'll have to pay any duty on that either, but you might have to pay a little bit. I don't know whether I told you about Jay Verrett or not. He's across the runway. He flies it's a big army aircraft, helicopter, and we've gotten together a couple of times now and just sat around and talked. He was at ACC my freshman year, and he was a real good friend of Janice Lebo, and you remember Yami McCowan, or Janice McCowan now. They live in Amarillo, I think, last time we knew him. And he was a real good friend of a lot of my friends, but actually Jay and I never did run together. I never did know him very well, even though we did play basketball against each other whenever he was in sub-tees and I was playing basketball for that dormitory that I was living in, you remember, Maybe Hall. So we have had a real good time getting together and just talking. I was wondering what you've done about our boat, whether you've sold it yet and gone ahead and gotten you a smaller fishing boat. Once again, I'll tell you, don't hesitate to sell it if you feel like you want, because I don't feel like we'll be getting that much more use out of it, and I would like for you to get you a fishing boat, Daddy. Mother, I'd like for you to let me know what size of dress that Kay wears. She's told me 100 times, I guess, but I always keep forgetting. So if you know, be sure and write and tell me, and I'm going to try to pick her up a dress while I'm in Hong Kong. Well, looks like this tape's just about run out. It's gone awful fast. I don't know how it did. I just sat down and made a bunch of notes here. It's probably pretty garbled up, but I want you to know that I have been thinking about all of you a whole lot, and I'm really looking forward to getting back and being with you. And that day in Lubbock,